I'm welcoming on the line Roland Deller, the founder of New Paths Music. And of course, we're looking forward to the festival that's going to be happening here in Beverley in September. It really is the jewel in Beverley's calendar. And it's one of the reasons why I always say Beverley's the cultural capital of East Yorkshire. Roland, good morning.
Good morning, Roy. Great to be chatting with you.
And great to be talking about the festival and that it's coming round again, September 21st to 23rd. Lots to look forward to. And, of course, the tickets will be coming on sale this coming Saturday.
Yep, that's right. 9 a.m. on Saturday morning. You can pick them up online or by popping into the Tourist Information Centre, where one of the guys on the desk will be delighted to give you a brochure and sell you some tickets.
It looks to be an absolute fantastic festival this year. I mean, it always is. You do so much at so many different venues across the town. 35 musicians, 20 specially curated events. Pick out some of the high spots if you can for us.
I think the array of talent that we're bringing to Beverley this September is particularly exciting. Among the singers, we've got Claire Barnett-Jones, who shot to fame in 2021 by jumping into BBC Cardiff Singer of the World. She went through to the final and took the audience prize. We're so thrilled to be welcoming her to Beverley. She's doing a recital that features Elgar's gorgeous sea pictures. And one of the other singers that we're super excited to be introducing to Beverley is the baritone James Newby. He's not been to the festival before. He's a former BBC New Generation artist. So these are terrific singers to have in the lineup. We've also got an incredible team of string players, of woodwind players. So it's great to have some new faces as well as the familiar artists on the roster this year. So it's always a joy to introduce these musicians to Beverley for the first time. They adore making music in the town.
You use so many great venues across Beverley, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. These are terrific spaces for music. The acoustics are brilliant. They are stunning venues to enjoy listening to music in for half an hour or so. Over in the Minster, we've got one of our sort of flagship late night events. We've got a service of Compline to round off the day on the Thursday night. And then over in St. Mary's on the Friday night, our other late night event is this incredible string quartet by the Latvian composer Petras Vasks, his third string quartet, which is Peace on Earth, which is, I guess, one of the messages of the festival this year.
And there's a theme to it, isn't there, Roland? Georgian theme, I think I'm right in saying.
Yeah, that's right. We're so happy to be celebrating this aspect of the town's charm. When one thinks of Beverley, some of the most beautiful, iconic architecture is its Georgian architecture. You think of the Market Cross, of the Guildhall, and so many of the beautiful townhouses. This was a long era. It was an extraordinary era of human advancement, of invention, discovery, adventure, seafaring. So we're exploring all of those themes across the festival. And we're even taking a trip, I'm pleased to say, to the Parkway Cinema to see a special screening of The Madness of King George, which has got an amazing soundtrack.
Wow, no, that does sound good. Of course, full details on all of these events people can find out by going to your website, I guess, Roland, if you want to give us that information.
Yeah, exactly. It's newpathsmusic.com, and you can find everything there, including details of our free performances. So you can come to many of the events for absolutely no cost, including our baby and toddler concerts, which starts the festival, and other events like the talks and things. So yeah, do take a look on the website and get booking on Saturday. There are passes for like multiple events as well, in case you want to make a weekend of it, as many of the festival goers from around the country do.
It attracts musicians of massive caliber, and it attracts audiences that come from all over to Beverley, which is great for the town, great for the local economy. And I often think that, in a sense, Beverley's punching above its weight, really, with a festival that could be welcomed in any number of major cities. We are so lucky. I'm not sure how you managed to do it, Roland.
Well, it's with the support of the local community. So many people support us financially to make this thing possible. The local businesses, the hotels, restaurants, cafes open their doors and give such a warm welcome to the festival goers. It's an ideal town for a festival because people can walk around the town centre. They can leave their cars for the weekend and just get stuck in and get soak up the buzz of the whole thing. So no, it's people always talk about Beverly being a hidden gem, but we're happy to be playing our part in putting it on the map along with all of the other cultural activities going on.
You must be proud to be bringing all this fantastic music to the town.
Yeah, I'm honoured to do it. I love it. Moving to Beverly when I was 8 years old transformed my life, basically as a result of the opportunities I got singing in the choir at the Minster. And that goes on to this day. I mean, you know, generations of kids get a free musical education and wonderful experiences through music that sort of give them a passport for life. So it's lovely to be part of the ongoing story. And it's nice to be doing things in autumn when hopefully we will have an Indian summer. We're hoping that the sun will be shining in late September. The very last day of the festival is actually the autumn equinox, and that gives us a really exciting theme for the very closing concert of the festival, which features music of an autumnal nature and notions of the heavens and the moon and the sky and the stars.
Roland, lovely to talk to you. Can't wait for the festival, September 21st to the 23rd. Full details on the website. Just give those details out again. And as we say, tickets on sale from this Saturday. They're always in demand, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. We're delighted that many of the events sell out quickly. There's always a full house at every event. So don't delay. Yeah, New Paths Music is our social media handle and our website. And it'll be glorious to welcome friends old and new to the festival this September.